for me to have him serving in my shadow cabinet. I think he has made a thoughtful and gracious decision. Thoughtful for his family and the time he can have with them, and gracious in terms of the future of our party. He is my brother, and I am very clear that as leader of this party, my door is always open for him to serve in the future, either in opposition or back in government. Now I'll take some
questions.
Do you wish your brother had made up his mind a little bit quicker so his decision didn't hang over your big speech and the rest of his conference?
No, I think he was absolutely right that he had time to make his decision. As I say, I think it was a typically thoughtful, mature and gracious decision that he has made, and it's one I 100% respect. Talent for our party and indeed for our country, and I'm certainly not going to hide that fact. He's my brother and I have the hugest regard for him, and so we would have been a stronger team with him in it. But I think he is right to have made the decision. He is the right decision for him, and he's made a judgment about what is the right decision for him, and also crucially about the right decision for his party. If he didn't want to see a repeat of some of the things that we've seen in the past, and I understand the reason for that. As for my feelings, I'm obviously delighted to be leader of this party, but I'm obviously disappointed for him, and that is the paradox in a way of this concept.
If you'd lost,
Ed, looks around in my TV news, have you not crushed your brother's political dreams?
I think you see that actually David was absolutely right when we first discussed this. He said it would be quite wrong for me to stand in your way, and I said to him likewise. And we both said at the time, may the best person, man or woman, win this contest. As I say to you, I think that David has a big future in whatever he chooses to do in politics. And my door is always open, and I look forward to the possibility of him serving us back in government again. Thank you very much.